Sting is on 98.3 The Coast, the best mix. Good morning, I'm Zach East, and this is Coffee Talk for Tuesday on the Best Mix in the Morning Show. It's brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it. Today is National Geek Pride Day, so geek out on everything nerdy. Comics or 80s video games or math or whatever it is you're geeky about. Celebrate dorks, geeks, and nerds for their amazing focus and fascination. It's also National Tap Dance Day. Tap was actually born in the U.S. more than 200 years ago. It's a combination of Irish and West African dance forms. And did you know, they don't always admit it, but a lot of major athletes have taken tap to help up their game. Kobe Bryant took lessons for years, as did boxing legend Sugar Ray Robinson. National Wine Day is also today. Americans drink more than 960 million gallons of wine per year. That's about 3 gallons for every one of us over 21. It's also Brown Baguette Day, so pack your own lunch, save a few bucks, and eat something healthier than you'd get from the vending machine at work. Let me ask you a question. Would you rather continue to work from home or take a $30,000 pay increase instead? Blind, an app where people can make anonymous career-related posts, surveyed employees from a bunch of big-name companies like Apple, Amazon, Microsoft, Google, Facebook, Goldman Sachs, and JP Morgan. The survey asked workers if they'd rather work from home permanently or get a $30,000 a year increase. A whopping 64% said, keep the 30K, they'd rather work from home. Some companies like Apple and Salesforce had an even higher percentage saying they wanted to keep working from home rather than get a $30,000 bump in pay. 69% for Apple and 76% for Salesforce workers. Just two companies of the 45 whose employees were surveyed, JP Morgan and Qualcomm, had a higher percentage of workers wanting the money over being able to work from home. You know, women have worn engagement rings as long as engagement rings have been around, but what about guys? Well, there's a growing movement to have grooms-to-be put a ring on it, too. Tiffany has just launched a first line of men-gagement rings for dudes, and the company is marketing them to both straight guys looking to show their commitment, and of course gay couples who want to get hitched. According to shopping platform List, demand for male engagement rings is up 39% this year, while the term men's diamond rings has increased 30% over the last 3 months. That's Coffee Talk for today, brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it.